Recording. Great. Can we get that on a test?
Hello? Is that is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear you.
All right.
Check.
I don't know how to do anything.
All right, we're good. Okay, let's get started. Can we start with your names, full names, if you spell it out, and we'll start with you.
Spell out my...
Full name.
Okay, yeah, so it's Danielle Nanquill, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, and N-A-N-Q-U-I-L.
And my name is Simran, S-I-M-R-A-N-B-A-T-T-H-E-R.
Okay, thank you. What year are you
two? I'm in my fourth year.
Also in my fourth year.
Cool, and I'm also in my fourth year. And I'm guessing you two major in biology?
Yes, I'm majoring in human bio, and I believe Danielle as well, but we're also like doing double major, so I'm doing mental health studies, and
I'm also doing health studies, population health science. That's my other major.
Okay, cool. So we're here to talk about BIOSA. So how about you two tell me more about BIOSA? What is BIOSA?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll start. It's the Biology Student Association. We are essentially a student association that represents all bio students. So we just are essentially a liaison between students and the department, voicing their concerns and bringing resources and events for bio students and their future careers.
Yeah. So we're actually the largest CSA on campus. At least that's what we say. I'm pretty sure we are. But essentially, yeah. So any biology student at UTSC is technically part of the Biology Students Association. It's just that we do our gold memberships, which kind of give you some more perks. But technically, that's what we are. We represent all biology students here at UTSC.
Cool. Do you know how many students study biology at UTSC?
I wish I knew. It's somewhere in the thousands, but I'm not exactly sure what the number is, unfortunately.
So compared to other programs at UTSC, biology, is that one of the more popular ones?
I suppose so. I just know by numbers we're like the largest CSA, mm-hmm. So I suppose there's more people in biology programs.
Right. How long has BIOSA been around for?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I've been through the office and we've looked at like finances from like, I don't even know. Do you remember when we were looking at the office?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe like a decade ago or so. I'm not really sure. It's not like that old from like the beginning of UTSC time, mm-hmm. But I feel like maybe a decade, just over a decade. I could be completely wrong. Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but it's something like that. Yeah.
The old checkbooks are crazy. They're like on paper and everything's so old. Yeah.
So you guys have some history.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
So, if you've been around for a decade, I'm guessing you have alumni, right? What role does alumni play in BIOSA?
Yeah, for sure. We have a lot of successful alumni, and I feel like the main thing with alumni is that they get to come to our events and be panelists again. So it's really amazing because we're organizing these events, but then those alumni come back and actually are panelists in like med school, law school, all sorts of research areas. So I think it's really interesting that you get to come back and like kind of support students forever. Once you're in BIOSA, you're always going to come back in one way or another.
Yeah. For sure. Literally just this September, we had something unique. We don't usually do it, but we had a law and health panel. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to get a previous co-president who was who's now a lawyer. So that's interesting. And we've also had a nursing panel this semester as well. And we got our previous president from last year, who we actually worked underneath. And so, yeah, it was pretty amazing. There's a huge role of alumni here. And yeah, even after we graduate, we're excited to still contribute to BIOSA, of course.
You have a chance to give back to the community and help students who, you know, one day you're going to be the alumni and there's going to be students like you. We're looking for some guidance, so it's good that you're able to give back and support. I'm pretty surprised that you have a lawyer that was able to talk and come back and make an appearance. So my question is, what kind of careers do BIOSA, so you said BIOSA is all biology students?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with a major or minor in biology, what can that lead to? What careers can that lead to?
Well, I guess that's what BIOS is all about, really. Our main goal is really to help students navigate their biology journey. So we've done a lot of panels, grad panels, research panels, which help navigate students with their careers. So some examples are we've had doctors. Actually, when we came on, we both came on as second year reps. Our president from that year became a doctor. Mm-hmm. And I believe, I could be wrong, is the other one might be
in law school.
So there you go. But you want to also speak about like all the other panels and like the grad affairs team having very like specific degree or careers too.
Yeah. So I know like bio, it seems like, oh, you're going to go into medicine, but there's so much more out there. And that's what we try to promote as BIOSA. So we have a lot of research panels to show all the different areas. But like I said earlier, like we're trying to branch out, or sorry, Danielle said earlier, we're trying to branch out as well with like, for example, law. So for example, you would never expect a bio student to go into something like law, but there's so many pathways out there. So that's one major thing. And I believe our grad affairs team also puts out posters on social media, and those are all sorts of careers. So dentistry, paramedicine, I believe all sorts of different surgical applications. So we try to be as diverse as possible. And in terms of our grad panel, it could be very diverse as long as it has some background in bio.
Yeah. I think I can add to that. We've also had, we have like the grad research panels and all of the like monthly posts. We've also had dentistry and like even like biochemistry and bioinformatics we've had in previous years. So we have a lot of options. Yeah.
That's cool. Think about how biology can mix with law. I guess maybe like medical law. I think there is a connection there. I think there's somewhat of a connection. I think for me, I don't know any biology alumni that you know have done this, but I think if I were to study biology, I would have become like a wildlife photographer, or I make nature documentaries.
Oh yeah,
I would enjoy that.
Yeah,
but I'm curious. Tell me about some of the careers that biology can lead to. So you had surgeon alumni? Surgeon alumni?
I'm not sure specifically about surgeon. I can only confirm that at least two lawyers I know, one doctor and a nurse who's currently she's in nursing school right now downtown at U of T. That's in terms of alumni I can confirm. But we've also had previous alumni panels where they've described their careers. I just can't say it off the top of my head. It's interesting that like you can end up going into law, or even we've promoted consulting as well, which we learned that some consulting companies really like biology students because of the critical thinking skills we develop over time. And like apparently they can be pretty popular. So that's another thing. Yeah. Yeah.
And I would just add, like, even though we don't have alumni in particularly surgery, we've had like suture clinics before where we have professionals who are, you know, knowledgeable in that aspect and can teach how to do suturing, do clinics here before, which is honestly one of my favorite events because it's so hands-on. You actually get to suture on like a banana, which is like really fun. So even if we don't have alumni, we try to bring in professionals as well to help support that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Good experience.
Yeah.
Suturing, is that the stitches?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And you've had dentists?
Yes, dentist. Yes.
Well, that's helpful too. I'm sure one day BIOSA will have some surgeons, if you don't already have them.
Sure. Yeah.
Even then, with so many biology students here.
Yeah, likely, right? For sure. Our team is very smart. Like, I don't mean to boast about our team, but I love our team. They're very smart people and they have very bright futures. I wouldn't be surprised if someone on our team could end up being a doctor, a surgeon. Yeah.
Yeah. It would make this campus look good.
Yeah, for sure.
The surgeon,
yeah.
Came from this school. I mean, of course, you know, there's plenty of, medical and law. I mean, that's something to be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, for you two, do you want to go to medical school?
Do you want to go first? Or I can go, because I think it's more applicable.
Okay, yeah. I feel like I do want to go into med school, but I'm also in that point in life where I'm like, I can change directions. So it's like, I think I'm going to try to go for med school, but I'm also still looking at other career options just because it is definitely a long journey. And I'm like, do I really want to do this? So I'm definitely looking forward to like applying, but I'm still really open-minded. I'm not like dead set on medicine. I feel like there's so much out there that I don't even know of. Yeah. Do you want to add?
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I knew that I didn't want to do medicine. Like, I'm like, yeah, I just didn't. I think by my second year, I decided, and that was just because of work-life balance and stuff like that. So for me, I'm more interested, or I'm not sure if I want to do this either. I think it's still open-ended. And as I'm doing my fourth year courses, I'm learning more about myself. But I've been interested in nutrition, whether that be the clinical side, like being a dietitian, or the research side. I'm actually volunteering at a food lab, I guess you could say, right now. And I've also been interested, just in research. At the end of the day, I just want to help someone. And I don't know if that would look like directly helping someone or like upstream research. So that's where I'm at. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. And you have so many options.
Yeah. Right?
And I'm sure we'll figure it out. We'll make the right decision.
Yeah.
Nutritionist sounds interesting and important, right?
Yeah.
That's really cool. What about some other members in BIOSA? Or active members right now? Do you know what they're interested in pursuing?
I personally can't speak to. I don't know if anyone's directly told me about what they want to do. I don't know, Simran.
I know we definitely have some pre-meds on our team, but I've heard like zoologists before, which I think is really interesting. I feel like nursing, and a lot of execs are still figuring it out, just like us. So I think those are, I've heard some like really new careers as well, but then also like a lot of pre-meds, I think, and definitely research. Everyone's very interested in getting into research. Yeah.
And what I like about our team too is like biology is known for just being like humans, like I guess. But I've definitely heard some of our team just be interested in animals themselves. So it's really cool. So as you mentioned, like zoologists, things like that. So
yeah. For me, when I think of biology, I have to think of plants and animals.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a great field. If I were to have studied science, I think I would have done best in biology. I just think it's so fascinating. Do you know anyone who wants to get into working in botany with plants?
I'm not sure, but I know I hear people in our like our office talk about plants, so maybe. But a lot of us have different specialists and programs that require us to take plants. So I don't know if they actually want to go into plants or if they're just studying it.
Right.
But even us in BioA01, which is, or is it BioA02? BioA02, which is our second year, or sorry, our first year bio course, we had to take plants too. That's the cool thing about biology in like first year. You kind of get an idea of like all of the branches in biology. Yeah.
Branches.
Yeah. Yep.
And I guess studying fungus would be another possible branch of biology. So I'm sure there's, I feel like there's at least one UTSC student who would like to continue doing that as a specialization. How about a master's in biology or a PhDs in biology?
Yeah, that's one of the things I've considered before is doing like, for example, a master's in nutrition, which would give me more a deeper understanding of nutrition, like the research side. But there's definitely a lot of like master's and PhD, PhD people, doctors. There's a lot of candidates. I feel like a lot of people are interested in that just because even if you end up going into med school or something like that, even getting a master's kind of just you have that on your belt and you get a deeper understanding of biology. So I would say it's pretty common,
And I think, if I'm not wrong, one of our alumni is doing a master's in public health. And definitely, I think our previous president is also doing her master's as well. So I think a lot of people go down that route, and I think it's an amazing one as well. Even if you're like trying to get into med school, a lot of people go into master's first, and then they go into med school. So I think that's definitely a popular route as well.
Yeah.
So many options. So what kind of events has BIOSA had before, other than suturing bananas?
Yes. We have a lot of, okay, academic events. Like, let's just start there. A lot of like panels. So for different career pathways, also for like first year students, it's so hard to figure out what like post majors you're going to take, like whether you're going to do a double major or specialist. So we have actually the panel coming up in February or March. So that's one of those panels. But I will also say we do a lot of fun events as well, which it might be surprising, but we have a lot of social events. So we just had our professor versus student Olympics. And if you don't know what that is, it's professors, profs go against students in a variety of games. It happened at the Pan Am. So they played like basketball, soccer, tug of war. It was really fun. And the students actually won this year, which was really good. I feel like they probably felt really good after that. And then we have a lot of social. So like, I think a popular one is our therapy dog event. I feel like we all need that during exam season. So definitely a lot of social de-stressors. Do you want to add?
Yeah. So yeah, that's the great thing about BIOSA is you would think it's kind of just like an educational thing. It is for sure. But we have like a very diverse amount of events. So far you've talked about like the academic department. Well, essentially we have different departments for different types of events. So you've gone through academics, we have volunteer and charity, so we have volunteer panels. We also do our grad affairs, so that's a little bit more towards like PhD, master's, doctor, and all of that. So far we've done a grad panel, alumni events. I'm just trying to think what else.
Our first year reps do like...
Oh yeah. We had a few cool events that normally don't happen. So this year we actually got to partner with Dialogues at 1265. And so we got to interview the CEO and president of SickKids along with Dr. Nash. So that was not on our list, but we just got that opportunity. But it's definitely one of the biggest events of the year. And following up our first years, we're able to get a bunch of SickKids, people who work at SickKids for another panel event. So a lot of SickKids events going on this year for BIOSA for sure. Yeah.
Sounds like you guys have a lot.
That's yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
I think I've heard about the puppies one for a while, the de-stressor.
Yeah.
I've never, been there for it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been missing out. So maybe this semester I'll finally capitalize on that. And
yes.
I love puppies. So,
yay.
It would bring me some joy.
Yeah.
It's cool that you worked with Dialogues.
Yeah.
The interview with the CEO of SickKids.
Yes, yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, and I'm sure he had a lot of... valuable wisdom to pass on, right?
Yeah, we were just talking about precision medicine, specifically in genetics, and we also were with Dr. Nash, and she's also focusing, I could be wrong, I believe it's Parkinson's and the mitochondria. So yeah, we were just looking at precision medicine, and so it was very interesting, and we definitely learned a lot. I'm actually taking a class with her now, so it's an amazing opportunity to learn more about neurodegenerative diseases. Neurodegenerative.
No.
Oh. precision medicine.
What is precision medicine?
Oh, precision medicine is particularly like catering medicine to a specific person, whether that be through like genetics. I believe that's what Dr. Cohn was talking about. So yeah, that was just the focus because I believe that's what his research lab does, is specifically catering medicine to people with like based on their genetic profile. Yeah.
I think I remember once I saw, maybe it was turtles in the meeting place. It was a few years back. It might have been 2 years back.
Hmm.
Was that a BIOSA event?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, not that I know of.
Have you seen reptiles before?
No.
That's the craziest thing we've done, though, with animals.
Oh, we've had goats and we've had goats... goats, rabbits. I feel like that's the craziest we've done. No reptiles from what I know. Yeah, that was a really fun event. It was like an Easter de-stressor. Honestly, we might have them again, maybe. Who knows?
If we're doing that, yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. You guys do a lot of great things at our campus, it sounds like. That's really cool. Do you have events planned for this semester already?
Yeah, we are like super booked and busy. So some of the events that are upcoming, like I mentioned, the first year event for the subject post panel. If you're a first year student who is just looking to navigate what major to do, I would really recommend coming to that event. I know it's very difficult to choose majors. We have also our Valentine's Day. This is a little bit sort of not academic, but like if you're looking for buying like chocolates, roses for your loved ones, that's something that we do every year. That's always really cute. We also have... kind of blanking right now. It is dentistry month for us. So we're doing some events in collaboration with TPR, which is the Princeton Review, one of our sponsors. And so we're going to be just talking about dentistry, taking the DAT, and then a dentist panel with the actual dentist talking about their experiences. One of our major events, the Life Science Research Night, is very, very big. It's essentially where you get to go to different labs on campus and you get to talk to the professors, which is really amazing. I've heard people get positions from those type of events, so you should definitely be on the lookout. But do you want to add any?
Yes. Also, we have our Women in Science event, which is an event Simran and I did in second year as well. Simran and I have actually, this is a side note, but Simran and I have been partners on, it's a very like, it's an anomaly case, but Simran and I have been partners on BAOSA for second year, third year, and fourth year. So in second year, we did this Women in Science panel. So it's particularly close to our hearts because it allows women in science to speak about their experiences and all the difficulties that they experience because they are women. So that's happening, I believe, at the end of this month. And then just more fun stuff. So hopefully we have our Easter de-stressor and have the bunnies again, stuff like that. And then of course we have our elections, which is going to be in end of March, early April. So if anyone who's watching wants to join, that's when our elections are. Yeah.
Cool. I'm curious, and this could be either from like a dentist perspective or like a nutritionist perspective, but I love to eat a chocolate for Valentine's Day or
absolutely. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I would not recommend not eating them. Yes, yeah. In moderation. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So other than the network and fun events, are there other benefits that BAOSA provides with members? Learning is
yes, for sure. So I think I can talk about the gold membership maybe. As Danielle mentioned, everyone's technically a part of BAOSA, but you can join as a gold member for $5. And so some things I can remember is we do like free lab coat and goggle rentals. So I know that like a lot of bio students have labs, but you can essentially rent out goggles and lab coats for free once you pay that membership for your entire undergrad. So it's really amazing. You don't have to buy a lab coat or goggles. And then also with our sponsors, the Princeton Review, we get discounts. If you're a member, you get 15% off self-paced courses, and instructor-based courses, you get $400 off. So it's a really big perk to, you know, just be a part of BAOSA because you get all those additional discounts. And I know a lot of people are studying for all sorts of testing, so it's really amazing. And when you're a member, you also get to come to our events for free, so you don't have to pay anything. I think those are all the main points for our membership program. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Of course. The tutoring center is really important. Yeah. So we offer through Discord, we have a server for bio students. I believe we do first year and second year courses. And so there's tutors available throughout the week that are there to help you with any specific questions, which is really amazing. I feel like I wish I knew of this in first year and even second year. But if you have questions, there's practice banks. They do like little quizlets. So it's really amazing. We have we have great tutors who have done really well in these courses who are just here to help first and second year students. We're really busy.
Very, very busy,
yeah. And I have to say that like our exec team is just absolutely amazing. They're so ambitious and like they always go beyond our expectations for every event. And it's because of them that we have so much planned. So all credit goes to them, honestly. Yeah.
Biology students are in good hands.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
The good thing about BAOSA is like genuinely every single one of the people on our team are so passionate about the organization. It's not just something they just do because it's for a resume or something. I feel like every single one of them is so passionate about our organization, so that's what makes it amazing. And yeah, we really couldn't have done this without any of them. All credit towards them. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm curious, how do you two balance this BIOSA work with your schoolwork? How do you do it? What's your strategy?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, it's a lot. It's definitely a lot to be a president and do school, and we're ending our fourth year. So honestly, it's just something you learn over time. Thankfully, Simran and I this is our third year. So we kind of gradually we went from second year to VP academics, now president. So our workload kind of slowly increased. Yeah. And because Simran and I have been working together for so long, we kind of were able to adapt and we make things fun. Yeah. But yeah, it's a lot because we have so many hours dedicated towards that. And then we have our other volunteering. Mm-hmm. I'm on campus church and as well as I'm volunteering for a research lab. So it's kind of just like, time blocking yeah. for me it's time blocking, and also making sure there's time for like friends and all of that too.
Yeah. And I also want to add that like sometimes you feel pressure that you need to fit everything in your schedule, but it's okay to like reduce your commitments in other aspects as well. So when we were second year reps and VP academic, it was really easy for me to, I think, adapt to the workload because it wasn't as much as presidency. But once we became presidents, I reduced my workload in terms of school. So I was able to take just 3 courses each semester, and that really helped out. So I want to say like, I also feel like you do need to compensate in some aspects of your life because it can be really difficult to fit everything. If I had like 5 courses and the work and everything, it would be too much. So I did take that step as well. But definitely, like Danielle said, time blocking is huge for me. And also setting boundaries is important as well. We talk about this a lot, but we want to support our exec team all the time, but we can't be on like our Discord server all the time, looking at everyone's messages and emails all day. So we kind of try to set times in the day where we're like, okay, this is BIOSA time, yeah, and the rest is school or work time. So setting those boundaries is super important. Yeah.
So is it worth it?
I think it really is. Like, I honestly feel like BIOSA is my family. I have so much fun working with Danielle. I say I would not do this if it wasn't for Danielle. And I feel like when I'm going to graduate, I'm not going to remember like anything else but BIOSA. Yeah. I feel like this is so fun. We do crazy things. I feel like sometimes we're at Metro buying food. Sometimes we're at the bank doing finances. It's honestly like a roller coaster, but like in the best way possible. It's really, really fun.
Yeah. It's absolutely worth it for me. Sometimes like my friends are like, oh my gosh, you're still working on BIOSA? Like, this is a volunteer position. Yeah. But honestly, the experiences are just so nice. Like me and Simran, like I wouldn't have done this if it wasn't with Simran. We built such amazing memories and we're such close friends now, which is what I was not expecting. A lot of the BIOSA team, like our team, is their friends on campus. So obviously that has been really nice. But also, I didn't even realize it till fourth year. I was kind of reflecting. We've developed so much work skills, even being presidents, like problem solving, time management, leadership. So even though it's not a job, we've definitely learned a lot of stuff and how to deal with stressful situations. So yeah, I think it's worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds extremely fulfilling.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
That's awesome. You're doing good work. For the community.
Yes.
What do you love most about BIOSA? Or what's one of the things you love most about BIOSA?
Yeah. For me, one of the things that I love the most is just the community, like having like a place on campus where, like, especially for us on the executive team, we have our office, and that's where we do our lab coat and goggle rentals, but that's also where the BIOSA team just relaxes and chills out. So it's always a fun time. Every time you open the door, someone's doing something in there. I don't know. They're having a fun time. So it's community for me. And just the events. I feel like having BIOSA throughout my undergrad, because I had it from second to fourth year, which is, in first year it was COVID, so I wasn't in school anyway. All I know is BIOSA, is there's always an event happening and there's always something to look forward to. So that's one of the things I value. Yeah.
For me, I would say similar things. I would say it's community, but also it's like an excuse to stay on campus. And that's what I love about BIOSA. I feel like even if you're not on the exec team, it's an excuse to be on campus for events, for distressors, for whatever it may be, because I feel like this is a very commuter school. Everyone goes to lectures and just goes home. But when you have something to look forward to like BIOSA, you have an excuse to stay back, be social, and engage in that university experience, I feel like. Yeah.
So the lab is kind of your hub. It's like the hangout spot.
Yeah,
The office is definitely a hangout spot. I feel like it's not like a place to where you want to be productive with your school. It's a place where you want to talk with everyone. We just have a lot of fun in there. We all get to talk to each other, rant to each other, vent about how school's going. It's really, really fun. Yeah. Yeah, it's an office. We have a couch in there. We have, like Danielle said, the like, lab coat and goggle rentals. But we have we store basically all of our materials for events there as well. And we've personalized it. I feel like we have so many pictures in there of alumni as well. It's a cute office. And sometimes we decorate it according to the holiday. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally in the summer, Simra and I did a whole reorganization and we moved the whole office around. So it's definitely a special place that, like, I think everyone decorates and cleans up. So yeah, it's very nice. Yeah.
Maybe next for BIOSA, you guys can get your own sitcom.
Oh, maybe. You know what? It would be very entertaining, actually. Yeah.
What do you find most challenging about BIOSA? Or what's one thing you find challenging?
Yeah.
I guess a few things. Because it seems like a heavy workload.
Yeah.
And time consuming.
Yeah, that's definitely one of them. In terms of like difficulty with presidency or just difficulty with like achieving BIOSA events, like in general, or maybe both. I don't know.
Yeah, both.
I can speak to like presidency. It's definitely a heavy workload. And so just managing that is a lot because you want to be there for everyone at all times. But just making those boundaries are so important and time blocking for other parts of your life, including schoolwork. And in terms of events, it's just like our team really puts in a lot of effort in these events. People only see the results of the events, but it's a lot of work. And so just preparing ahead of time, like these types of events take so long to do. We're actually in the midst of even planning a gala, and that's been taking, it's going to be the first time in BIOSA history that we're doing that. We're doing a collaboration with PNDA, the Psychology and Neuroscience Association. But like that's been taking so long and just everything takes so long. So just planning ahead of time, months ahead of time sometimes is a lot. Yeah. But thankfully our executives are they're very proactive and diligent. So it's not too bad for Simran and I.
Yeah. And for me, I would say like it's always the turnout of the event. So to me, I'm like, our execs put so much effort into this and I get a little scared, like, are we going to have a good turnout for the event? And we've been having really good turnout, so I'm really proud. But sometimes you never know, like a snowstorm comes and like you plan an event for months and someone doesn't show up because it's like, you know, the bad weather, we have to cancel it. So it's always a little risky as well with events because you never know with a turnout. And I just want our execs to be happy to have a really good turnout. So you just want to make sure that work, you actually get rewarded for it at the end. And sometimes you never know, but it's not in our control. And that's the hardest part. Some things are just out of our control and it's kind of hard to accept that sometimes. Yeah.
Interesting. What are some misconceptions about biology students?
That's a good question. I would say, I feel like everyone assumes we're pre-meds. I think that's the biggest, And in our exec team alone, there's so many people who don't want to do medicine. So it's a big misconception. That's what we try to do. We try to bring events to show like, guys, medicine is not the only thing out there, but that has to be the biggest misconception.
Yeah. Another one is that I'm just thinking about our reel from last year. Do you remember about like biology? We had like a stereotype biology reel and I'm just trying to think of the stereotypes we made. But one of the other ones I'm thinking of is just like that we don't have fun, that we're like studying all the time. At least for the case of BIOSA, like of course we're studying, that's very important. I'm not saying that's not important, but like we're having fun like all the time. But I think that's because we're kind of forced to because we work on the team. But yeah, I would encourage all biology students to like make most of the campus life. Again, I'm not going to remember the times I study. I'm just going to remember all the fun I had. So, yeah.
And I feel like a biology student should know that fun is healthy, right?
Yeah, For sure. Yeah. We study the body. We should know that. Yeah.
Good for the body, right? Yeah. Good for the mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That as well. Like, I feel like being on BIOSA has taught me to have fun, because I see a lot of our alumni now who are like traveling and they're doing med school at the same time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's possible to have a work-life balance. So if anything, being on BIOSA has taught me, like, no, Simran, you should go out and have fun as well, because you can get that idea, like, I should be studying at home all day. But a lot of our execs and our alumni are having a great time. It seems like they have a great work-life balance. So it's definitely achievable. Yeah.
And yeah, we've only talked about so far about our events and our tutoring center, but we also have a VP social who does socials for our team ourselves. Yeah. And so that's been like really fun. Like we've gone to an Argonauts game, and I don't know what else we've done. Oh, like Secret Santa. We just do a bunch of events like that. And that's taught us, and karaoke nights coming up. So that's taught us to have fun, I guess. Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing out now.
You gotta join, man. People have come up to us and literally been like, can I get a biology minor so I can join BIOSA, because you really just need a minor, and people have literally wanted to do a minor to join the team.
Yeah, I'm doing an anthropology but I'm glad, I'm so glad this opportunity there for my fellow UTSC students. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would say for the rest of the year to everybody, I hope you guys come out and join us. I think it'll be a lot of fun and also really educational. And I also encourage a lot of people to try to join student associations, whether that's BIOSA or any other club out there. I feel like I was so hesitant to join BIOSA, but now that I look at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I did. And so I would tell everybody, like, try to join clubs. BIOSA like seems like a big DSA, but really it's a family at the end of the day, and I hope everyone can find that on campus as well. Like, that's what I would say.
Yeah, like just take that step, and it's so, like, sometimes it can be so scary, but like literally I also was very hesitant to join, then I ended up just pressing that button and I was like, okay, let's just try it, and then I ended up getting the position and look where we are now. So join DSAs. I'm gonna say BIOSA, of course. I'm a little bit biased towards that, but yeah, just get involved on campus, whether it be DSAs, clubs, get to know your people, and like don't let time just fly by and just study. Like, make sure you're having fun too. Yeah.
Good for your health.
Yes, good for your health. Yeah.
Cool. Well, this has been a wholesome and wonderful interview. So thank you, Adams. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.